You know that purgatory when your flight's delayed and you're waiting around the airport for hours? Well, that's what today's news from Spirit Airlines feels like. For a fourth time, Spirit has delayed a vote on its merger with Frontier Airlines. And Seth Kaplan is here to explain what's going on. He's Here and Now's transportation analyst. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Tanya. How are you? Quite a visual there, and it's an accurate one.
Isn't it? Well, Spirit is being acquired by Frontier, but JetBlue has also thrown its hat into the ring. Why is this merger taking so long to shake out?
Well, Spirit's board of directors favors the Frontier deal. They basically just feel like that's the more sure thing, the thing that regulators are more likely to be okay with in terms of, from a competitive standpoint, what would be good for customers. That's what they think. But shareholders think JetBlue's deal is just a better one. JetBlue is simply offering more money. And so they think it's worth going with that and just working out the regulatory issues. I say shareholders, perhaps not all of them, but enough of them that Spirit clearly doesn't think it has the votes to go forward with the deal today. And in fact, it was Frontier that asked Spirit to delay this vote.
Okay, let's break this down a little bit about Frontier versus JetBlue. So Frontier and Spirit are both budget carriers, as we know. And let's just say they don't always get the best reviews from customers. Would a merger with JetBlue actually be better for Spirit? And would regulators allow that, you think?
Yeah, just ask my seven-year-old, right, who prefers the big tray tables and the free entertainment and the free snacks.
Right. Yeah.
JetBlue, right? That argument is the one that JetBlue is making. They're saying, look, this would be a bigger airline and a better one. And they say a better competitor against other airlines that have full service but are just a lot bigger. So JetBlue says this actually creates more competition because it would allow JetBlue to compete better against the other big airlines. Frontier says, look, you're taking two airlines that overlap on a lot of routes and making them one, and Spirit and JetBlue no longer competing against each other, albeit with very different products, would be bad for consumers.
Okay, I see. Okay, so let's talk about another major airline, Delta. This week it announced its biggest profit since the beginning of the pandemic, but the numbers fell short of expectations. What is happening at Delta, and does it tell us about airlines overall?
Yeah, and you're right. Delta, we can see because it was the first this quarter to report earnings, but these are trends across the industry. So the reason it's making money at all is because fares are just so high right now, partly because of all the other issues. These airlines have had to cut capacity. You cut supply in anything, you kind of push up prices, supply and demand economics, right? But messy operations. The reason they're not making more money above all is because of those high fuel prices that they're paying, like all other airlines. But the messy operations also cost money. When you have to go getting a bag back to people, rather than just having it on the same flight, that costs money.
Okay, speaking of bags, I have less than 30 seconds with you, but lots of lost luggage, crazy lost luggage, particularly at Heathrow Airport in London. What is happening?
Yeah, Delta, speaking of them, actually flew a whole plane load of just bags back to Detroit to try to catch up. These companies just don't have the people. They have a labor shortage. And so what they're trying to do is just operate the flights, get the people out, and the bags. Tanya, I can tell you, I got my third of three checked bags from a June 27th flight from Europe. Just showed up two nights ago at 1:30
in the morning. Oh, my gosh. Seth Kaplan, Here and Now transportation analyst. As always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tanya.